I said, I got to get that coat, you know? And so my girlfriend, who was Chris Toppin, who was in Fuzzy, who was on the show before.
I know who she is,
at the time, she was my girlfriend back in the 80s.
Nice, yeah.
And she got it off the manager for me for a birthday present in, like, 1982.
Wow.
So she got it as for me for a present. So, you know, that's how I wound up with it.
Right. And it's and you say that, and you say there's, like, blood stains in
it's,
it.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, it's not a selling point. But like, no, put it on auction. It's got the original blood stains, too. You're going to want this.
I want to put the jacket on.
But it's, yeah, he wore it for a while, and then I don't know how or who really appropriated it, but I wound up with it as a birthday present. I thought it was really cool. But somehow I got shrunk along the way, too. And just, I figured I'd bring it over here to show you because you might get a kick out of it.
Let me try. If it's not, if it feels too tight, I won't. But let me try and put it on.
We'll try and get some pictures. I just don't want you to rip the lining out of it.
No. I'll be very, very careful.
Yeah, sure. Fine with me.
All right.
Do the DNA.
All right.
Brian's going to wear it on stage.
I'm going to create another Johnny Thunders with the DNA on it.
That's it. Yeah. Or a couple of them. See if we can clone a few.
We have the ability now. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Okay, guys, quiet down. Is there anything else you need to talk about?
I can talk for hours. I'm a bag of, you know, hot air.
Sure.
And I don't know. What do you want to talk about? I was thinking about, yeah, I don't know if it's an interesting story to weave.
Yes, do it.
This is a funny
And if anyone has questions for Greg, it's 855-915-9636. Greg Allen's Fringe Religion here. We're talking Greg Allen.
Funny little anecdote. We did this album here just for you with Johnny Rayo as the guitar player. And I don't know if you know who Johnny Rayo is. He played with David Johansen. This is all like one big family.
Right.
He did the first two David Johansen albums, and he played with this other girl who did the Eddie and the Cruisers thing. Then he was in this band with Tommy Price. And Johnny's been playing, you know, he's a great guitar player. But, you know, he's from Staten Island. And so, you know, we started hanging around, and he invited me over to Staten Island because his brother was an actor, and they were doing this version of Romeo and Juliet. I don't know if you've ever been to Staten Island before, but
no, I haven't. Well, I've been to New York City,
well,
but not Staten
Island. Like they put a little more something in the water, make things a little more weirder, you know.
Okay.
If you go to Queens, you know, something goofy's going to happen. You go to Brooklyn, there's going to be problems. But when you go to Staten Island, you're just straight out of Wacky Jacks into real life. So when I got there, it was like, you know, Johnny's like, well, come out here. My brother Victor's doing this play. It's Romeo and Juliet. They're doing it at a church. I'm like, why would I want to do something like that? I had nothing to do that day, so I got
on the
ferry. You know, I got on the ferry, go to Staten Island. Johnny picks me up, right? He goes, okay, let's go. We're going to go see my brother and Romeo and Juliet. And these guys are all Italians with these big noses. And they're think about this. It's like, you know, it's not like Cal. It's like what's the guy? Tony Danza or something.
Right.
And so now I'm in this
Guido's
church. Yeah, well, they're all really cool. So we get there. And so it's this church. And so all of a sudden, I'm like, this is a trip, because these guys are like right out of, you know, that movie with John Travolta, Saturday Night like Fever. Right. Now they're doing Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, my
so
God.
So I was like, how hot Romeo. And her name is Cookie, and she's got like this pink lipstick on. I'm like, holy crap. Nobody was going to believe this when I get back to New York. And then he goes, Julieta.
Oh my God.
And it's like, you know, and they're all like, look, and I'm like, this doesn't make any sense. This is an unreal. These people are like, you know, from a different planet.
I would love to see that, though.
Instead, you know, they're supposed to wear this, like, this kind of Renaissance clothes or whatever, and he's got on Beetle boots, you know, like Cuban heels. He's like, I'll tell you something, Juliet. And Romeo. And, you know, when you look around, Johnny's dad is asleep, right?
I'd love to see that.
I'm tripping. I'm going, right. These people are completely insane. And so, I'm like, Johnny, this is the weirdest experience I've ever witnessed. It's like, you know, John Travolta doing Romeo and Juliet on Saturday Night Live, you know?
Yeah.
He's like, why, you didn't like it? I'm like, well, I did, but your dad was asleep, and then the lights would go on, Johnny'd be snoring and nodding his head back and forth. And then after, you know, the show, the two brothers, Johnny and Victor, get into a fight. And, you know, two Italian brothers, it's not very much fun. And Victor's like, so Johnny would go up and get a piece of lasagna and tell my brother thanks for nothing. And I go, look, I don't want to get involved in this stuff.
Right.
I said, we're just friends here. And he go, just do it. So I go, hey, Victor. And he go, my brother say something to me because I'm going to kick his ass. And I go, like, look, man, this is like now they're having, this is the after cookout, like they're supposed to be having fun.
Right.
But they hate each other's guts. It's like, tell Johnny I'm going to stick a razor blade in his meatball. I'm like, look, you know, then he's like, you're staying over my house tonight, Greg. I said, I'm not staying with you two guys because, you know, you guys hate each other. There's going to be a big fight, you know. And the mother looks like Liza Minnelli, a cross between Liza Minnelli and Ron Wood.
Right.
You know. And she's like, you know, she's like, you guys shut up, I'm going to slap you. You know, so it's unbelievable. And the dad's kind of snoring. And so now it's like we're about to go home. The two brothers want to beat each other up, Johnny and his brother. And
right. Now, is Victor still alive?
Victor's a bass player. Victor's a great guy. And he's still alive. Victor and Johnny. This is Victor
I'm
and Johnny
I've
Rail.
Like
this
never,
is the Rail family.
Yeah, okay.
Victor, and so anyway, so I get back then. And then we pull out. And we're about to leave to go back to Johnny's house in Staten Island. He goes, I'm going to key his car. I go, you don't want to key your brother's car right now. He goes, I know he tried to poison my sandwich, you know.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, what is this? Some sort of sick joke. And then in the meantime, the other guy who's playing like Romeo's best friend in this play takes off all his clothes and jumps into a rose bush, you know. And that girl Cookie comes out. Oh, my God. Tony's in the rose bush, you know. And this guy comes out. He's covered in blood and beer. I'm like, what is this? Some kind of sick joke. If I had a camera, I could have filmed this and made my own movie out of it.
It, you know, sounds it was fantastic. Like,
yeah, it was fantastic. All right, so that was my first introduction to Johnny Rail. But as it turned out, we started doing a lot of recording together, and some of it came out really cool. And you know, this album here, and we did a lot of demos at his place out there too.
The Greg Allen Group.
I think that was the Greg Allen Group. It could have been Greg Allen's, you know, Greg Allen in the Muffin People, or Greg Allen. There's so many Greg Allens. It was Greg Allen's Charm School and Greg Allen's Happy Go Lucky Group.
But they all sound great.
Yeah, well, you just got, you know, Greg. I always did the Greg Allen thing, not because, look at me, I'm Greg Allen. Step aside, son.
No, it's because you don't want to call yourself something that's already.
I don't even be the Pancake People. And like, well, no, we're the Pancake People too. And it's like, I don't want to have, like, you know, now I'm in the Chuckle Bunnies. Okay, well, I'm in the Chuckle Bunnies. There's a Chuckle Bunnies in Virginia.
It's hard to find a name.
You could name your chain. Greg Allen and the Chuckle Bunnies.
Well, it's very hard to find a name somebody hasn't used, and that's why we are the Thigh Scrapers.
There you go.
I'm thinking, nobody's going to be called
that. No, that's a catchy one. That's a catchy one.
Right on. All right. Well, good stuff. Do you have a title for the new album coming out?
I wanted to name it. I've got a million names, but nobody likes because they think I'm mentally insane. I liked Ant Pillow. Actually, I didn't. I thought it was kind
of
funny.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, I know. Ant Pillow was one of them. And we had another one that was equally as stupid. And Clown Time. But Greg goes, I don't want to be in a band with Clown Time.
Oh, like, Schmell would like Clown Time.
Because we have my wife's artwork is on the front cover, and then we're going to be us three on the back with an amusement park theme. Because the album's
Heather Stewart will be doing the art.
She'll be doing the front cover if they all agree to it. You know, it's like, oh, Yoko is doing his record cover. Where's Yoko? Bring Yoko with you. You know, you can go get my food, Greg. You know, it's not really like that. Yoko's okay. Mm-hmm. You know, she's fine. She's at home now. And
don't call Heather Yoko.
I'm not going to call Yoko. I'm sorry.
Heather is actually a beautiful woman and like one of the loveliest, like nicest people I've met.
She is, yes. And she's also an elf. So, I mean, what are you gonna do? I married an elf.
You know,
I look over and I go, oh my God, I'm married to an elf.
Is she small?
She's only 2 feet tall.
Oh, okay, I didn't even notice.
Yeah, she's a lot of fun to be around. Christmas, put her in the stocking.
She must usually be sitting when I talk to her because I didn't even notice.
She knows she's an elf. It's not like one of those things where it's like there's kind of some kind of mystery disguise here. Like, can you come clean with me? She's like, I'm an elf. I'm like, yes, you are. Anyway, enough of my yakking. What do we got for tunes here?
All very awesome. Why don't we hear something from the Greg Allen Group this time?
All righty.
Manic Boy.
Manic Boy with Johnny Rayo and the rest of the guys.
Yeah, and we'll take some pictures.
Vinny's on that, too.
Take some pictures, I guess?
Sure.
All right.
As long as my hair is right.
There we go. As long as what?
My hair looks okay.
Oh, your hair looks fine.
Because when you're
fine.
Like 9,000 years old and your hair doesn't sit right.
I got a blow dryer and back. All right, Greg?
We're going to have fun now.
All right.
All right.
Thank you very much. Greg Allen's Fringe Religion. See them tonight.
Please come down.
Spotlight
Thank
Tavern.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Don't miss them tonight. Spotlight Tavern. Who's going on first tonight?
We're going on first. And then I believe Muck and the Myers are going on. And then the real kids will go on, assuming they show up, which I hope they do, and I'm sure they will.
Yeah,
and
you can't miss that. Spotlight Tavern.
We're doing Cal's thing. We're doing Cal's thing next week.
Yep.
And that's going to be a great time.
We'll mention that again before the show's over.
Right on.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. We're 91.5 WMFO in Medford. We have Greg Allen's Fringe Religion here. This is back when he was the Greg Allen Group. It's called Manic Boy on MFO.
I feel blue. I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America and all your problems are done, they don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Well, once upon a time, you're just so fine. Food above the dime, in your prime. Did you? Oh, keep a car, set beware. Now you found a fall, you thought it was all. I'm kidding you.
You guys wouldn't get up to me. You get up to these ugly motherfuckers.
Well, if you don't like it, go ahead and fight. to talk to you would be a crime. Now let me put my arms around you. Just wanna use up a little of your time.
Kids are a little more receptive than the clowns we played till last night. Hope you're not the same kids.
You know, their problem was that they didn't have the understanding of their own lack of commitment, man.
Ready? Yeah, I'll testify. I'll put it up your fucking ass.
Hey,
this is Wayne's the Singer.
Turn this one up, man.
It's Wayne's the Singer. It's called How Do They Call?
One, two, three.
Yeah. imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Yeah.
91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Medford!
Don't you start it with the microphones.
Quiet, you dumb skull. I'm broadcasting.
People got to realize you can't just grab microphones during a...
They do all the time.
I know. I do it too. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Yes, television there with Marquee Moon. Gang War before that with The Harder They Come. We heard Vibrators with Baby Baby. Jane County with Cherry Bomb. New York Dolls with Human Being. And we started that block off with... We heard Like a Rolling Stone, Johnny Thunders. And we started that block off with the Greg Allen Group with Manic Boy. And had Greg Allen's Fringe Religion in here. And cool interviews. A lot of great stories.
I think that was one of the best.
You like those stories, Jimmy?
I thought he was very interesting. Yeah. Fun.
Stories of the decrepit?
Okay, if you want to put it that way. Stories of the decrepit.
What's Cal get for a mic? Three?
That's fine.
Three. Three.
Testing.
You know, we all have war stories, but it's fun to hear somebody that, you know, puts a poignant, you know, spin on everything and humorous as well. And Greg does that with
Are you one of those people that passion. Don't pronounce their H's humorous?
I was born in Setauket, Long Island, and I have a Rhode Island accent.
But say human. I don't think that has anything to do with Rhode Island. Say human.
Human.
You don't say your ages.
Human.
Human.
I understand.
How about like if you have a friend named Hugh? What do you call him?
Ooh. EY.
No. Say Hugh.
You.
You.
Ew.
It's very humid in here.
Yeah. Humid. Say humid.
Humid. You
humid.
Can say
humid. That's awesome. 855-915-9636. The confusion with Caroline, I didn't realize that's Chet. What's her name on?
Chateau.
I'm sorry, Caroline. And what's her being? It was a Cruel Miracle?
No, they were out of Worcester called the Missionaries.
The Missionaries. That's right. Yeah. And they were on the show, maybe.
She was on the show many times.
It's been a long time, though.
Yeah, she moved out to the West Coast now, but she's still as feisty as ever. Feisty as they come.
Do we have something by the Missionaries?
Nothing you can play because of all the F-bombs.
Are you sure of that?
Yeah.
We can't even, I hate when someone calls and I can't play them.
Well, you'd have to preview it.
And she's probably going, I just heard Johnny Thunders.
I know.
Should have seen me running like a madman down the hall. So I am doing my job.
Where was
trying
he
going to
stick that thing?
I went out and I photographed the Missionaries one night.
Is that how you know her?
At Ralph's, which is a...
Call back if you want to. If you want to plug something, Caroline, if you're still listening to.
She's very vociferous, as they go.
Jet Set did a gig with them. Yeah, in Worcester.
Well, you know. She called at the wrong time.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't have time for that with Greg sitting in the wings here, you know.
Yeah, well, you know.
You just can't do that. Anyways. So we can't play them. That stinks. Let's play something by Mike Stewart. His Brigands, Mike Stewart's band. He left, but we'll play him anyways.
What are you going to play?
Let's Rock.
All right, Let's Rock.
Let's Rock.
That's good.
And then we'll think of what else to play. Hey, do you have something you want to hear? 855-915-9636. We are a Crash Course for the Ravers, 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Cause you're my girl.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Hey, MFO, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Caroline from Seattle, calling back.
Hello again.
How you doing?
Yes, we didn't know who the heck you were earlier, Caroline.
Sorry.
How's it going?
Well,
It's
boob power. I can't believe you don't remember that.
What? Yeah,
what kind of power? What kind of power?
I like the sound of boob power. Please explain. Please.
Well, I forget what we were talking about. We were talking about righteous women that sing rock and roll, and I just blurted out boob power.
Oh, all right.
Quite effective, by the way.
We love boob power.
Yeah.
But
you already have
sorry about that.
Yeah. Go ahead. You have a demo from the Missionaries, by the way, and there is actually one song. It's a ballad. It's called Spirit Child. No, there's no little pooty poo-poos on it. So
I'm going to see if that's
clean.
In the system.
Pooty poo-poos. Okay.
I don't think it ever got in the system because I think those guys just said it was full of swears. So do you know what happened
with
CD? Yeah,
they probably listened to like one song.
I don't know. Do you have that CD? Jimmy?
Yes, it's in a different state,
probably,
but yeah, I have it, you know. Yes, you don't have it right now.
We'll try and get Jimmy to bring it in next weekend, okay?
Well, you can get it off YouTube if you want.
All right. Well, why don't I play a song and then we'll play it off YouTube, all right?
Well, anyway, for my birthday, you could play me something from Human Sexual Response.
We'll do that
as
well.
That's good.
And I hate playing off YouTube, but because it's your birthday, I'll look for it on YouTube.
And what time is it in Seattle right now? What's the time difference?
Right now, it is exactly 11:53 a.m.
A.m.? And you sound...
A.M.
A.M., yes. And you've been partying for how long now?
Let me see. I just started vaping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A combination of...
Do you do shatter?
It's very high in CBD and a little bit of... and a mixture of something else called Northern Lights.
Do you do shatter at all?
I was doing that. There's too much stuff involved.
Okay.
You can buy these cartridges.
Right. I know all about it. I have my card as well. But I loved Shatter so much. We wrote a song about it. You can look for that on YouTube.
Yeah, it's called Shatter.
Yeah, I mean.
It's the new concentrate. Listen to the song. You'll learn all about it.
I have a whole drawer full of Shatter. I love it. I have a child in my house. You know, I can't be stinking the house up with shatter.
All right, Caroline.
I'm a teenager in the house.
For your birthday, I'm going to play Human Sexual Response, and we will look for your song. What is the name of it again, the clean one?
The clean one is called Spirit Child.
Spirit Child. Okay. Thank you, Caroline. Caroline. Yes.
Spiritual child.
Right. I live next to the First Spiritual Church of Quincy. I know all about it.
And they don't let you park either. They charge you for parking, and they will tow your car.
Oh yeah, they almost towed me after I don't get me going on that. I shoveled the spot, and they almost towed me. Jerks!
Don't you miss Boston, Caroline?
They tried to tow me, but they didn't. I got it, but that's a different story. Here's your birthday song. We'll try and play yours after this one, okay? It's Human Sexual Response.
No big deal. Maybe I'll call next week and have something that I can send to the program, or just, you know, give me that info or whatever. Jimmy James could give me a buzz.
Okay.
I don't have your phone number. I got a new phone, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll work that out.
Let's go.
Talk to Jimmy James.
All right.
His Human Sexual Response. Happy birthday, Caroline.
Happy birthday. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right.
Bye. 91.5
WMFO in Medford.
it out.